to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, and thanks be to God, we know this verse, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Praise God. And he really emphasized that study to show. And mentioned it a few times earlier, even today. You know how the Lord will give us a type of something and give us a vision in our lives of things that we go through and see that give us even a little sweet taste of how much he is for us and showing us things that otherwise we may not know. He takes things that might be elementary things. I always think about how Brother Hill would speak of a peach and how wonderful in describing, you know, anything with the Lord, but especially the bridal truth. You know, because, well, being filled with the Holy Ghost or something. Well, you know, it's be like me telling you what a peach tastes like. You say, well, what does it taste like? Well, you got to taste it. And how simple that is and how beautiful that analogy. And so, and as I mentioned, the Lord encouraged my heart. I like to travel. I like to see things. I'm very encouraged too, but I'm one that, before I get there, I like to know what I'm going to see. I like to know where I'm going to go. I don't like to waste time. And when I get to these places, I sometimes might enjoy a tour guide or something of that nature, but my goodness, with the wealth of information that we have today, we should study up on it and we'd be ready to go. Amen? So when you get there, you get to see things, and when you study before you get there, the things you're going to see, you get so much more out of it. You do. When you study things before you get there, and I thank the Lord, Polly wasn't much like that. She'd just kind of show up, and there's a thrill in that too. But the thrill was is asking me what she was seeing. And so we finally had to talk about that a few times and said, hey, I don't mind doing this, but you know, you keep asking me what we're seeing here, and I'd rather just see it. Amen? You know what I'm saying? So we get encouraged to study these things out, but it's true because you get so much more out of it. You enter into it so much more. Amen? And when you get there, it's almost as if you've seen it before. And that's what's so beautiful. And no matter, it's just like, and I got that from Mom. I was so thankful. Mom, they'd call Mom a dreamer. I'm so thankful I'm a dreamer. And boy, what a dream, praise God, of reality the Lord has given me in the Word of God. But Mom would talk about places we'd go and different things. I remember telling me about the Grand Canyon and how incredible it was and how beautiful. We'd look at pictures and study this, and you know, here's where they first went across, and you know, if you come in on the other side, the north side or the south side, here's what this one looks like and all. And so you have a good picture of it, but then when you get there, it's like, oh my. So it wasn't like you already saw it, but you had an idea. It still took your breath away. You were speechless. It was like, oh my goodness. But thanks be to God, I knew where it was. I knew what I was looking for. I knew what it would look like. And I knew I could get right there to see it. And praise be to God, oh my goodness, what I entered into when I saw that. Now, that couldn't even compare to what the Word of God is offering us, obviously, in this bridal truth. But yet, what a wonderful type. See, I don't want my heart burning within me after he's gone. I don't. Those are those brothers on that road to Emmaus. See, they had heard those things about Jesus and, you know, he was going to rise again and all of these things. Just think what a rejoicing and a fellowship they would have had if they would have believed. If they really would have taken in with what the Lord was telling them what was going to be. And there he was. I mean, could you imagine? But they imagined after the fact. And there was a burning in their heart. There was a longing and loving and all. But I'm also encouraged too, in my life, to me, that burning was a loss. That there was so much more that they could have enjoyed of the Lord if they would have believed the truth. If they would have heard what he had told them. If they would have listened and took in and said, you know what? Oh, the things which we have heard, they're true. They're true. I want to run to that tomb expecting that he's gone. Amen? You see what I'm saying? Praise be to God. See, I don't want to have my heart burning after the first trump. See? And those that stumble through as Christians, those that don't want to study, those that don't want to know, you miss the best of what it could have been. And then after it's over, just like after a trip, if you didn't study on it and you saw these things, after you come home, then you study, what did I see? Well, I don't want to imagine what it's going to be like for those who missed the first trump and say, oh my goodness, what happened? What happened? Let me tell you something. I do believe, absolutely, there's going to be many of Christians that know, that heard, that saw these things afar off. It happened, but it was too late. And by the grace of God, I do not want to be in that part. I don't want to be in that company, my precious brethren. We don't have to be in that place, do we? Amen? We can be ready. And that's what the whole Word of God, and especially Paul's gospel is. It's not get ready, it's be ready. It's be ready now, because it's going to be the hour you think not. You know, and I'm thankful to God we're listening to the Word of God and hearing all these things too. But let's not get too captivated. Let's not think that this isn't the hour that He could come. He might come right now. Amen. Praise God. And what a time it would be. But the Word of God is encouraging us, study now. Don't study at a later time. Don't think that we can put this off. Dwell in it now. Let your conversation, let your manner of life, your occupying, let it be it now. Amen. Lord, encourages my heart to encourage my life and your life. Make steps towards the truth now. Don't wait. Don't wait for a more convenient time. We hear that in the Word of God. There is no more convenient time. Now is the time. Convenient time is the enemy's work. Putting you off, putting the Lord off, not redeeming the time is the enemy's time. That's called wasted time. That's all he wants you to do. Is to put it off. To say, I'm not going to trust the Lord right now. By the grace of God, make the move. Whatever trial it is tonight. Whether it's health. Whether it's a situation in family. Whether it's a business. Whatever it may be. Make the move now. Don't put that off. Move now. Praise God. Let that harmony begin right now. And see, that's Philippians 3:10. Let's go on over there. Philippians 3:10. See, that is knowing Him now. Not someday, not at a later time, but to know Him now. And it says in Philippians 3:10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. That's present tense. That I may know Him now and the power of His resurrection now and the fellowship of His sufferings now, being made conformable unto His death now, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead right now. Ready. Amen? Ready. Praise God. And this is that encouragement that He gives us. And this is it. Knowing Him now. The power of the resurrection now. Raised with Him, yes. But raised with Him in the fellowship of His sufferings. See, there's a difference in that. Knowing Him in the power of His resurrection and in the fellowship. See, don't just know Him raised, but know Him in the fellowship of His suffering, suffering together. Because that raised power, that resurrection power, wants you not only in heaven, not only seated together with Him, but seated in the fullness of all-powerful grace in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning together with Jesus Christ in His fullest glory forever and ever. Know Him now. Know Him now. Believe that now. And praise be to God. Is that not the vision that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us in our lives right now? I don't believe we'd be gathering tonight if that was it. Because you know that that's what we're going to feast on. We're going to receive this by the grace of God. It's going to be preached and we're going to be reminded in it by the grace of God. And we're going to grow in it in every height and depth and length and breadth, because that's what's known as the love of God. Isn't that amazing? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. With what He has for us. And that is our vision. And praise be to God, by grace, what we just read, it's the requirement to have the desire, if by any means. If I'm going to be in his bride, praise God, if I'm going to have this desire, if by any means, I must enter in now to knowing him in the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and being made conformable unto his death now. Praise God. Now, that is a life that lives right now, conformable unto his death. That's a life, by the grace of God, that lives in precious lowliness, not in lowliness of, oh, pity me, in lowliness. There's no greater joy than lowliness. Do you know that? When you see the awe of the Lord in his heights, and the only way you see that, he must increase and I must decrease. Amen? Is that not true? Praise God. But when you really see that, and brothers and sisters, it can be going on in your life that the Lord might be increasing you naturally. You might be gaining in jobs or wealth or whatever it is. But that doesn't mean that he can't increase and I must decrease. And God forbid, if that can't happen in that time, then God, don't let that happen in your life. As Brother Hill used to say many times, it'd be like giving a baby a razor blade. It's not a pretty picture. It's not a very nice sight. But sometimes when we think, well, if I had this, I had this, I had this, oh, Lord, it would be a lot easier to worship you. You had that, you might not even be thinking about God because you couldn't handle that. I don't know, but God does. See, that's the beautiful thing, and he is for you. He's for you. Know that. And he promised, he said, I'll withhold nothing good from your life. Do you believe him? Do you believe him? I pray we do. Now, sometimes this can be very difficult. We're going through heartaches. We're going through tough times. And it may be for years. Might be for years. It might even be a lifetime. But if it's to win Christ for eternity, I don't believe it's even worthy to be uttered in the same breath of the glory that shall be revealed in you. Amen? Yeah. Yes. Praise the Lord. I get excited about growing older. I realize what a vapor this is. No one's in here that knew me when I was just a baby. Well, I ain't a baby anymore. I'm getting older. I know it because my body talks to me. Well, Brother Derek, you know it. Praise the Lord. Everybody wants to stay young and all that. Now, I'm telling you, I'm grateful to God. He's renewed my youth. I've got an exuberance again. I know he's quickening something in my life. Because I need to have power from up on high to preach the Lord like I should. I need to have the power from up on high to sing in the heights of who he is. So I'm grateful to God and we're going to go after it. Praise his name. But it's a joy and a rejoicing, is it not, brothers and sisters, in the vision that's ever expanding and magnifying in us of Christ in you and Christ in me, the hope of glory? Oh, I love it. See, that's, we're honing in by the grace of God and by his wonderful power of his might. We're honing in, and what a joy it is. I'm thankful to God. I'm grateful that I can say, you know, Lord, I'm just so thankful that I get it. I get it. Praise God, I do. And I don't just get this life, but I get his life because I got his life. I love to talk to him about that. So, oh, yes, I know you. I know you. You're my friend. Praise God, I'm knowing you more and more as my lover. Yeah, I know you. Because I believe. I believe this message. I believe the power, the all-powerful word of God. That all-powerful word of God. That was powerful enough to save me, dead in trespasses and sin, to take me from that pit and seat me together with him right now in the heavens in Christ. Man, if he can do that, I know he can do anything. So I know that he can even move me just from seated somewhere in the heavens to seat him with him in the midst of the throne glory, ruling and reigning with him together in the heavens. Hallelujah. I believe it. There isn't anything hard for him. See, there's nothing hard for his word. And his word is true, and his word will be worked in those that believe it. So God help us, amen, to invest our time to getting to know now. Getting to know now. And getting to know and entering in now to that fully set apart place in heaven. That fully set apart place. That vessel that is set aside and kept by him only for his use. Yeah. Oh, I do. I love the fellowship. I'm thankful to God as the Lord gives me sweet days to be able to meet my brothers and sisters in Christ that I have not met before, and to meet them, whether I'm at a coffee shop or a restaurant or something of that nature, and somebody, you know, we're having a discussion. Well, you believe in Jesus. Or they say, I'm a Christian. They ask me if I'm a Christian. I say, I believe in Jesus. He's my Savior. And you better get right to the point. Amen? When did you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? When? And I don't need a long story. I just need to know when you accepted him. I don't need some long, you know, thing of this. When did you accept him? You see? Just get to the point. Let's not talk around. Let's get to the point. And praise the Lord. We don't have much time. And there's no time to mess around. We just need to get going. So see, I want to get to know him, and I want to know him now and enter in fully now to that place that's set apart in heaven. As opposed to being ignorant, and then getting there into heaven only to observe and to behold. Wouldn't that be a shame? With all these things that we've heard all these years, that here I arrive in heaven and I get to see it afar off. Now, it'd be amazing beyond just to be there. And I know that. The Bible tells me so. That it hasn't even entered into the hearts, our thoughts, minds, or imaginations of men in any way, shape, or form what God has prepared for them that love him. We know this. The Bible tells us very clearly. And it's going to be amazing beyond any imagination. But when I think upon the great grace of God, that when I get there, and I'll be there, I'm already there, but I'll be there face to face. You know what I'm saying? Faith made whole. But if that great grace, not only being a spectator of glory, but to partake, and not only partake, but by the grace of God, to be his glory. I believe it. He's offered it. Makes me happy. Makes me thankful. That his grace, so magnificent, that nothing's hard for it. That he said, son, just believe me. I do all the work, honey. But I can't do the work unless you believe. Amen? I can't, and that work is done in fellowship. Amen? Isn't that what we just read? The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. See, I'm not going to enter into that. See, that fellowship of his suffering is just taking Paul's gospel. You will suffer in ways and heights and depths that you could never have suffered without the fellowship of his sufferings that comes from Paul's gospel. See, it's fellowship, is it not? See, but if I'm not willing to fellowship in that, then he cannot do that work. He cannot do that. That grace that's right there is vain. I've made it vain. I've made it empty. I've made it of no effect. Amen. That's the truth. But to be his glory, that praise be to God that we arrive there, hallelujah, that we take the place that by the grace of God, I expected of him because I believed. Isn't that wonderful? Didn't he say to expect of me, to put your expectation in me? Now, that's just not for things of this life. Lord, get me out of this situation. Help my kid. I need a job. I need this. And put your expectation. Amen. But the greatest expectation is by the grace of God is what he wants us to take in the heights of his truth. My expectation is your expectation in faith is to reign and to rule and to be glorified together with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you believe and is your expectation, because you read the word of God, that you don't need to arrive there as a wedding guest, but by the grace of God, amen, that the guests will arrive after you're there. Amen? Come on. That was that I do that he so beautifully gave us this morning. That's all that matters. Right now. That I do now. Amen. So I praise God that that is my expectation of grace, is that place that he has shown me. And I have that desire in my heart. There is one mark, and it is that prize. And it is that, by the grace of God, that we pursue, is to run and obtain. Amen. And it's if by any means, because when that love overwhelms our heart, and this truth, by his grace, is so real and vivid, and no matter the cost, no matter the hurt, the pain, the fight, all of these different things, faith takes over. It does. It, sorry to use the word for those that might be offended, but it trumps the day. Help me, Lord. I'm trying, okay? I'm trying. I believe you do feel for me, amen. Jesus, Jesus. But here we go, by grace. Do I choose to make it vain? This amazing grace. And that's our treasure, is it not? Isn't that what we just rejoice and revel in, is the grace of God? Just so thankful for the grace of God. It's so amazing that, Lord, I don't want to make any bit of it vain in my life. Because it's not just so all-powerful. It's so all lovely. It's so all spectacular. It's so all beautiful. It's just so all incredible. I just wish we had more words, but that's why he gives us that wonderful language of the Holy Ghost, is to praise him. But see, if I choose to make it vain, and that's 2 Corinthians 6:1, that word means empty, but it means even something a little more powerful than even empty. It means empty in not letting the work to the highest quality. The highest quality. Now, grace is always quality. But there's a divineness about that grace. There is that grace for grace. There is the masterpiece of his grace. We're in a time of even more of the word of his grace. That I don't want to impede or interfere with the highest quality work of grace in my life. Doesn't that even sound stupid? But that's what happens when we don't believe the word. And that's what happens when we know this message, but yet somehow we don't believe grace is able. That we don't believe grace is able to carry us all the way. In my mistakes, in my failures. And when I've been stiff-necked about something. When I haven't run well. But I'm not going to make grace vain. I'm going to let it work to its highest quality. And I love that, you know. Well, who's going to get the biggest reward in heaven? Well, I believe that sister right there, that she had to have this more forgiven. Take that. Take that. Amen? David had a lot to praise the Lord about, didn't he? He had a special place with God. Huh? When you really fall in love with the Lord. Amen. When you really fall in love with the Lord and then you murder, fornicate, adulterer, even after he's made you king. I just almost feel so discouraged, like a Saul. And I'm sure that haunted David's mind too. Let's get that spear out. I'm just going to fall on it. Or I guess that's just me. But what a defeat, amen? See, that grace that's right there to be magnified beyond anything. that could have never been magnified in my life without that. It's true. Come on. I would have passed that up to the glory of God. Not to magnify me, but to the glory of God. Yes. See, I don't want to make vain his grace and settle to be a guest at the wedding. I'm not disparaging the wedding guests. I just don't want to disparage the grace of God and how powerful it is and how full it's been given to me to win him. He put everything in. Everything. Isn't that amazing? Never withheld a thing. Gave that son completely, fully, freely, not only to save me, but to give me salvation with eternal glory. Praise God. I don't want to get there and be a palm waver. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be standing before the throne. What I want to do by the grace of God, and I believe him to work this in me, is I want to let God. I want to let God do it. I want to let God give all of this grace that he has given and work it in its all-powerful might to give me the vision of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus for me. That when I arrive, see, in that I'm thankful for that. We never have to say if. That's not even. So I talk about something that I ain't even. But when I arrive, I'll be his bride. By the grace of God, I will be looking out from the midst of the throne. Amen. I believe him for this. I'll be looking out over, praise God, the palm wavers. I'll be seated with him, hearing them cheer my bridegroom, my love, as they say, salvation to our God. I'm confident in some maybe silly to man way, but not to me. I'll be holding hands with him. Holding his hand. And seeing that. Because I see it now. And I don't see it. I don't see it. Brother, from the crowd. I don't have a vision anymore looking at the throne. I have a vision now that looks from the throne. I do. It's all I want to see. Well, why not? And why not now? Praise God. Till he come. See, this is just till he come. And let's just occupy. Just like this. And settle down in marriage. Dwell. That's truth. That's the magnificent truth. That's not a dream. That's not some farewell, fancy thought. That's the mark of reality. That's it. Till he come. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise God.